I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, April 27. Coming up, government to establish farming and agro-processing special economic zone. New CEO appointed for Firearm Licensing Authority and retrofitting of police vehicles for LNG use to begin in short order. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memorize yourself, because no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
Now the news. The government is moving to establish a Farming and Agro-Processing Special Economic Zone, SEZ. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says 20,000 acres of land have been identified for the zone and discussions are underway with a potential investor. The Farming and Agro-Processing Zone will incorporate a core farming operation supported by the processing, packaging and cold storage of fresh produce. The main products to be cultivated include tomato, sorghum for power generation and export, fruits and vegetables. Additionally, the government, through the Agro-Investment Corporation, AIC, will this fiscal year assist in the implementation of two new agro-parks. The agro-parks will be established at Hounslow in St. Elizabeth and Spring Garden in Portland. The new agro-parks will bring into production some 660 acres of land through irrigation and supporting infrastructure such as road and drain networks. The AIC is also projected to mobilize funding of some $500 million for further agricultural development. The retrofitting of police vehicles to allow for the use of liquefied natural gas, LNG, will begin shortly. National Security Minister Robert Montague says conversion kits have been procured to facilitate the process.
10 cars are to be converted starting within the next 30 days. We intend to repair some 30 police stations this year, as we did 17 in the last financial year.
Minister Montague was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. LNG is said to be the cleanest fossil fuel, and its use contributes significantly to improved air quality and public health through the reduction of emissions in the environment. Meanwhile, the National Security Minister says 114 motor cars have been repaired and more cars and bikes will be procured for the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Attorney at Law Shane Dalling has been appointed Chief Executive Officer of the Firearm Licensing Authority, the FLA. Minister of National Security Robert Montague made the announcement during his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. Mr. Dalling is currently the Managing Director of Caymanis Track Limited. Former CEO of the FLA, Dr. Kenroy Wedderburn, resigned from the post in November 2016. In the meantime, Andrew Winter has been selected to lead the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA. The post became vacant after the contract of former CEO Jennifer MacDonald came to an end. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be increasing its allocation to the Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH. Portfolio Minister Shahini Robinson says effective June, the budgetary allocation for PATH will be increased by 33%.
With the additional budgetary allocation effective June 1st, there will be a 30% increase in the benefits paid to the approximately 360,000 registered beneficiaries of PATH.
Minister Robinson was making her contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. She adds that the government remains committed to supporting the vulnerable through effective social protection. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.